I wrote that little because I want to make sure that you understand that that's not my grandpa. That he has a new body now. And that's just where he used to live while he was here with us. Before he went home. That we don't belong here. We belong with God. And when Paul says that we shouldn't grieve like the rest of the world, he wasn't saying that we shouldn't mourn or that we shouldn't be sad that we don't have him with us anymore. But it should be a different kind of mourning than the rest of the world. Because we have a hope. We know where he's going. We know where we're going. And we know we'll see him again. Several times for the anyway, he would keep saying that he thought of me as a son, and that because I was there so much with him, and my mom was always there with him, and he wasn't really my father, and he was a wonderful grandfather, but he did in many ways fulfill that role for me. He was a role model for me. From him, I learned it was okay to be an emotional man. I always remember the way his voice would crack when he got upset, especially after I'd done something bad. And I'm sure that many of you have seen him cry at the birthday parties or anniversaries. And he was never afraid of showing how much he loved us. We were crying when he did it. I remember watching him shave and putting the shaving cream on with that little brush. I remember finding his pipe and him telling me the story of how he tried to start smoking when Johnny was born so he looked more like a grandfather. I remember sitting on his lap and his chair, teasing him about his spare tire. I remember spending lots of time at the labs waiting for him to be done working. And I teasing him when I was older how to use a computer and teasing him about still using a typewriter every chance he got. I remember when he would clean out his top drawer, his greatest treasure chest. And I always seemed to find something new or see something new whenever he was looking through it and reorganizing it. And he had this box of old keys that he insisted on keeping that he didn't want to get rid of because he didn't know where all the keys were from, or where he saw the keys were from. So the keys were skeleton keys, and they're so old. He wasn't a perfect man. Neither am I. But he loved us all. And through God's grace that we were able to go to heaven. Because even Grandpa wasn't good enough. I'm not good enough. But because God loves us, he sent Jesus to die for us and to pay that penalty for us. It was through Grandpa that I saw a little bit of how a father loves a son. And how our daddy in heaven loves us. That's why God created fathers, so that we would be able to see on this earth but how much he loves us. There's so many things that he did that even Johnny didn't cover. It's not just about the things he did. It's about the person he was that caused him to do those things, the heart he had for us. I'm sure you've all been thinking about the memories that you've had with him these past few days. And you know, some of us have regrets that we didn't say enough or do enough, but he loved us anyway. He loved us no matter what we did or didn't do. And God forgives us for all of that. My relationship with Grandpa is how we're going to remember him. And I just need to ask you that if you don't know God, and if you don't feel you know him as a father, he loves you. He wants to be with you when you die. He wants you to come to him. All he wants is for you to ask him to forgive you and to follow him. Thank you.